Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We can't predict the future, but we all have 100% certainty and belief that there is one thing that will definitely happen to you and I, and everyone else around us. What is that? Death. You and I will die and leave this world, leave our family and our possessions and be buried in a grave. That will be the beginning of an eternal journey, a life that doesn't end. It will be the fruits of our efforts and collecting what we've sent ahead from here. Although this is definitely going to happen, we kind of forget it and ignore it. Imam al-Ridha tells us that the month of Ramadan is an excellent opportunity to think and ponder upon this reality and to reflect on how to prepare for the Day of Judgment. He says, وَإِذَا عَطِشُوا يَوْمَ صَوْمِهِمْ, and when during the days of fasting they feel thirsty, ذَكَرُوا يَوْمَ الْعَطْشِ الْأَكْبَرِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, they remember the day of great thirst in the hereafter. Yes, when the Day of Judgment is set and we are accounted for our deeds, an event which no one denies, the day we shall face a great thirst, an extreme killing thirst. Not a physical thirst only, a spiritual thirst as well. Think about this thirst. Remember this thirst. When you feel thirsty in these last days of the month of Ramadan, do you know what happens if you ponder upon it? وَزَادَهُمْ ذَلِكَ رَقَبَةً فِي الطَّاعَةِ, this increases your motivation for worship. Yes, really thinking about death and our eternal life gives us energy for worshipping Allah, for being an obedient servant of Allah.